fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you. So take our away.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. It's about 1 degree here at the Garrity Walmart. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, why Keystone failed, the controversy involving the state broadband contract, and the cold. And we'll have a little fun with the cold today. You know, does anyone listening now really believe in global warming? Yesterday, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, every state was either near freezing or below freezing for the first time since 1976. Is there anyone listening that believes in global warming? We'll get to that in a minute. Joining us now from the Rescue Mission, the Boise Rescue Mission, our great friend Megan. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, we were talking and we're doing very well. We're asking people to come down and donate the turkeys. We're still here for four more days at the Garrity Walmart. But what's going on right now at City Light, at the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, where these folks, if they didn't have your group or other groups like them, would be out in the cold? I mean, literally, it slaps us in the face when we're getting in our cars this morning, but we're talking about where people live.
I know. You know, it's amazing. We were just talking a little bit off the air about some of the kids that I have at City Light, and we had our homework club yesterday, and it was amazing because we had almost 9 volunteers that were there helping our kids, and a few of our kids were missing, so almost every single kid had its own volunteer. But I was just sitting there marveling at the fact that if these people weren't here helping, even if these kids were just not here, they would still be in a safe place where they're warm and cared for, and they have somebody who's actually paying attention to them and wanting them to succeed. And seriously, that doesn't happen without events like this and without funding, because of our status, you know, we receive absolutely no government funding whatsoever. We rely solely on the generosity of this community.
And certainly, you all are very effective, but the need is always there. Megan, let me ask you here at 580KIDO, because people say that people that are politically active or have disposable incomes, they don't have hearts. So I want you on this cold, frigid morning, I'm shaking the hearts here, to give us a story about someone who, in fact, has touched your heart. Maybe it's a male, maybe it's a female, maybe it's a family that because of the donations, their lives have been changed.
You know, one of my favorite stories, I was working guest services at City Light 5 years ago.
And what's that like? Describe guest services.
Guest services is the immediate needs shelter. So that is where you're going to walk in and you're going to see someone on the absolute worst day of their life. Imagine you've just been kicked out of your home. Imagine that you have just lost everything that you own, and you are now coming to a shelter. You now have nothing to you. And now you've got all these people that are around you. And it is a little intimidating when you first walk in there and you see those people.
I would say the anxiety is pretty
high.
Oh,
huge anxiety. Well, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's nervousness, there's what's going to happen next.
Am I going to be safe?
Am I going to be safe? Well, it was Christmas Eve, and
you were working Christmas Eve.
I worked Christmas Eve. Oh yeah, and actually, I don't mind that one. Up, you know, being Catholic, we go to midnight mass. Might as well work before, right?
Midnight mass rules.
Heyo. Yeah. And there was a woman who had walked in, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. She walked in wearing one shoe, and then when
how
she
cold,
got,
what, how cold was it?
It was about. It was probably 10, 15 degrees. It was snowing that night, so it was probably a little bit warmer. It was probably 20 or 30.
With one shoe.
Well, and then we got her in there, and we discovered that she had walked from Eagle in one shoe.
On Christmas Eve.
And so, on Christmas Eve, gotten in a fight with her live-in lover and had decided that she had had enough of his abuse and walked away with the clothes on her back and one shoe on Christmas Eve. And so I just looked at her and I said, all right, well, let's get you a pair of shoes. And I was, we are fortunate that we have an entire clothing room. We went in, we found a pair of shoes. I got to talking to her a little bit and I told her that I'm going to go to midnight mass. You are more than welcome to join me. And what was amazing was she said, I think I'd like to. Right. And so we fed her, we got her showered, we got new clothes on her and her new shoes. And she went to midnight mass with me. And she was able to just experience a little bit of love. Even in that one night, you know, midnight mass, you know, doesn't get out till 2 o'clock in the morning. So getting her back down to the shelter and getting her back safe in a bed that night, that was still, it was compelling. And what was really funny was a couple of years later, she found me. And she was able to tell me that, A, she had found Christ. She'd accepted Christ. And she'd gotten away from the bad man. She found a very good man and was getting married. Wow. And was able to change her life over. And all of because one shoe.
One shoe. And, you know, I've been very blessed. The show has been very blessed. To be able to see the changes in a lot of your folks, whether it's at the river, whether it's at the lighthouse, whether it's at City Light, and seeing folks that are, you know, through the good works of your staff, your volunteers, our great friend Jean Lockhart and her cats, where all of a sudden, you know, I was at a place where I was doing a tour for my first year, and I saw a young lady that was on her way back to jail, had a few kids, and she was just very afraid going back into the facility. And through your lobbying efforts, she, in fact, didn't go back. Through rehabilitation, through prayer, through faith, through works, she, in fact, stayed out of jail, got married, and is a productive member of society. And, you know, folks, in the days of ISIS, in the days of Ebola and everything else, these are wonderful things that are happening each and every day. And that's where your donation, whether it's turkeys, whether it's cash, whether it's coming down and honking your horn, mean a difference. And again, these stories, these not many miracles go on.
But they are.
They're not many. They go on every day. And these are incredible miracles. And props to what you all do and props to the people that donate, do it anonymously. I've had people come up to me and put money in the till this year, last year, several years, and just say, hey, man, you guys do good work. And you do. And that's what we're here to highlight.
And indeed. And, you know, it is a little bit of a mini miracle, but it's one of those miracles that it snowballs. You know, it starts out as just a simple little act, and then that snowballs into this incredible life-transforming miracle that you don't have any idea that you're a part of until you, a couple of years later, you take a step back and you go, wow.
Right.
Thank you, God, for letting me be a part of that.
Right, right. Well, Megan, BoiseRM.org. We appreciate the early morning hours.
Hey-o.
You know, hold on. I'm no Larry Gebert.
Come on. You know I love my Lair Bear.
I know you do. I know you do. But he didn't wear the turkey outfit.
You're right, he didn't.
But one day, maybe we'll get him to. Thank you, Megan. We'll talk to you and Jason and so many people throughout the morning here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. So, now that we've heard from our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission, stop out and see us. Have a great time. You can look at our, I'm not going to call it an Ebola bubble, but if you go to our website, you'll see our Arctic Circle Command Center. It does kind of look like if you were, and again, not to make light of communicable diseases or anything, but if you were living in a bubble, it would be what you would entail. And this facility where we are broadcasting is a lap of luxury for people that don't have a home, that are in their cars, that are, you know, how many of us have been there? God forbid how many of us could go back there where your big moment of the day is whether or not your car starts. Folks, we need you. Please stop by. Please give. BoiseRM.org. It is 6:14, so let's have a little fun. And I don't know where Al Gore is right now, but wouldn't you like to have a chat with him?
Snow in Buffalo isn't new, but this much, this early?
This is absurd.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Some places in upstate New York have 5 feet of it on the ground already, and forecasters say those totals could top 6 feet in some areas by this afternoon. Erie County, New York Deputy Executive Richard Tobe reminds people to think of others.
Please, please check on your neighbors, particularly senior citizens or people who have been ill, to see if they need some food.
Bad weather is blamed for at least 6 deaths in 3 states. The cold isn't just affecting the Northeast. Temps in all 50 states fell to freezing or below on Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Now, remember what our friend Tanya J. Powers just said. Temps in all 50 states fell below freezing for the first time since, what, the 70s? Now, again, with all due respect to our friends that love the global warming propaganda, I think that if you believe in global warming, you should show it. Go out right now in your shorts, in your Crocs, maybe wear a tank top if you'd like at 580KIDO and have a good time. I just don't think that there is anyone within their right mind right now who believes in global warming. And, you know, from the hey, we ain't got it so bads, how about this? At least we're not Buffalo, New York. And I was checking out the Wall Street Journal this morning, listening to it, you know, providing some much-needed food and calorie compensation for or consumption for and compensation. What the heck? It's early. It's before 6:30 for my brain. And there's a you're going to love this. Western New York, very frigid. It's like a province of Canada. They've got a women's basketball team. Did you hear about this? That their bus is stuck in on the highway. And you've got the basketball coach with her one-year-old child. You've got the bus stuck, but apparently the bus is still running, so it's warm. But you're stuck on a bus with a bunch of athletes, and they're tweeting and having a good time. But, folks, this shows you just the, again, we don't have a bad, that bad, but could you imagine if it were a high school team here in the Treasure Valley being trapped somewhere just because of the weather?
We need to keep vehicles in place and off these roads, or we'll never get them clear.
It's so bad in New York right now that Richard Tobe, the Erie County, New York deputy executive, is urging people, as he just said, don't park, don't go on the roads, because the plows can't get through. So again, as we drive the roads, and we are going to once again attempt to get your feedback. Now, I know if Bessie, the little laptop, can work in the cold, you can as well with the road reports. Why do we want road reports? Well, we don't want the road reports from Ronnie from Caldwell. We love them. It's entertaining. But if we wanted to watch the Dukes of Hazzard, we would do so, either on DVD or Netflix. But in reality, we need to underscore and underline just how serious these back roads are. I found myself doing it, driving around, having a good time, and woo-hoo-hoo! Whoops! That part of the pavement isn't done. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and do you believe at 580-5436 that the crews are doing their best job? It's kind of like review and commentary on the news, except it's review and commentary on the roads. That's coming up. It is 6:18, currently 2 degrees at the Garrity parking lot in Nampa. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Turkey Man.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway. Thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Snow in Buffalo isn't new, but this much, this early?
This is absurd. I've never seen anything like this before.
Some places in upstate New York have 5 feet of it on the ground already, and forecasters say those totals could top 6 feet in some areas by this afternoon. Erie County, New York Deputy Executive Richard Tobe reminds people to think of others.
Please, please check on your neighbors, particularly senior citizens or people who have been ill, to see if they need some food.
Bad weather is blamed for at least 6 deaths in 3 states. The cold isn't just affecting the Northeast. Temps in all 50 states fell to freezing or below on Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Boy, oh boy, you think about this, and it still doesn't stop the kids from playing.
29 inches.
And by the way, let's give some props to those people that are working out in this weather. Thank you for all you do. Your work is appreciated. Kevin Miller with you. It is 626. We're at the Gearty Walmart. Miller's Mission continuing here. And coming up, we're going to talk about what happened to Keystone. Also, apparently some U.S. troops have been told to, in fact, keep it on the down low, keep a low profile, because of possible ISIS attacks in Europe. We'll go live to Simon Owen in London on that. Also, Rachel Sutherland on why Keystone failed. But as we move along here this morning, your thoughts on the winter weather. And does this prove, without a shadow of a doubt, at 580-5436-580-KIDO, that global warming is a myth? You heard that story from Tanya J. Powers that, you know, the nation itself was freezing or minus freezing for the entire, you know, nation, not the East Coast, not the West Coast, not the South, the entire nation. It amazes me. And then yet we still have people that continue to permeate the myth of global warming where people say, oh, climate deniers, like truthers. I don't know about you, but this is what, one of the coldest Novembers ever. I don't hear or see the polar ice caps melting. In fact, I don't see the piles of snow melting here in the Walmart parking lot. Do you? No. And the chances that that will happen, well, we'll see about that. That's one big story at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Our other top local story has to be the comments to the Idaho Statesman's editorial board, or shall we just refer to them as the paper, by soon-to-be outgoing state school superintendent Tom Luna, said he's confident students won't suffer from a judge's ruling tossing out a contract that brought distance learning and dual credit classes to Idaho high school students via high-speed internet. Well, the public officials won't say this, so we will say it for them. Folks, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing that we put people in charge, and whether it's illegal, as the judge said and ruled, or it's incompetency, folks, when we elect people, that's what I get for trying to be humorous. When we elect people to do a job, they should do it, right? Have you ever messed up at work? Have you ever made a bad call at the line of scrimmage? What are the repercussions for you? And we're not going to make allegations, but our education deserves better. Yeah, 4th District Judge Patrick Owing declaring November 10th, $60 million contract illegal because it was approved by the state, removing Syringa Networks from the contract and gave all the money to Quest. Syringa sued, alleging the state had removed them illegally. And then you have schools like Delco, about 160, 174 miles southeast of Boise. Two-thirds of the school's 84 seniors rely on the network to take math classes needed for graduation. Now the FCC, the big daddy federal government, says we're cutting off money to pay for it. And with all due respect to our friend Mr. Luna, he says, don't worry, all is well. Remain calm, all is well. And people are going to say, well, we need a change in the administration. We just had an election. Election counts. Apparently people are happy with the course that we're on. But this state, your taxpayer dollars deserve a better return on investment than illegalities when it comes to the high-speed internet contract, when it comes to the fight club in the prisons. There has to be accountability. Do you know why? Not only because you as parents or grandparents demand that from your children and hope that they and pray that they emulate that behavior, but on the other hand, if we're not accountable, then why shouldn't the government be accountable? The government cannot have one set of standards that we create, and we as the people that support the government have a different set of standards. The government should be something that we strive to emulate, not say, I don't want to be like them. 6:30 at 580KIDO. Coming up, we're going to talk about roads. Coming up, we're going to talk about Keystone and whether or not you believe that Keystone is the be-all, end-all for economic growth, revival, and awakening of the great American economic engine. Kevin Miller in the morning, 6:30. We are at the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. Stop by today. We will be collecting turkeys. Stop by this morning and give us a honk. And if you're a business, yes, we need a lot of honks. And if you're a business, we would love for you to challenge other businesses to donate turkeys. Case in point, we're calling this the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge, where if you're in the radio business, you could challenge all the other slappy, jabroni, semi-competent radio stations and companies to match your donation. And you think to yourself, well, Kevin Miller, the media is pretty self-serving. I don't know if they would do it. You'd say, come on, it's turkeys, it's Thanksgiving. Why not? Why not indeed? Remember, it's better to give a turkey than to be a turkey. And quite frankly, we want your turkeys. Something like that. 6:31, good morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:39, Kevin Miller in the morning, joining us now from London, Simon Owen of Fox News Radio. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, we talk about the dangers of being stationed abroad. Certainly, American troops are always a target, and apparently now they've been told to keep a low profile in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, there's something in the region of 70,000 U.S. personnel over here across this continent, and they've received a directive now. At the start of last week, this came out, saying that they should look to keep, as you say, a low profile, avoid wearing uniform when they're not on base, and also be careful what they're putting on social media, whether that's a message or even the fact that a lot of the technology we use these days, if you're not careful, will automatically tag where you've made your message and posted it from. So just a warning to sort of watch what they're doing and take a bit of extra care. Now, there was an incident you may have heard about last week when three American sailors were assaulted, roughed up by a crowd of nationalists in Turkey. This directive, though, was actually published a couple of days before that, so it's not as a response to that. We don't know what it is that led to this being issued. They aren't going into that for security reasons. But if you add up various things that have happened in the last few months and the last year or so, you know, there's been apparently terrorist attacks on soldiers in Canada recently. And then last year here in London, a couple of Islamist militants killed a British soldier on a street here in broad daylight. Coupled all that with the fact that there are something in the region of 2,000 plus Europeans thought to have joined the fighting with various groups, particularly ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And there are governments over here who are particularly concerned that they could return home and conduct some kind of attack at home. And it only needs to be one of them. It doesn't have to be a big spectacular.
Boy, you know, it reminds me of the 80s and 90s when you'd have people kidnapped in Italy or something like that. I think it was the Red Brigade or something like that that held a U.S. general for quite some time. This is new, Simon, when you think about we've had relative peace and tranquility in Europe involving U.S. troops for quite some time.
Yeah, and I mean, as you sort of allude to there, these directives are, it's not a revolutionary thing to say just watch out when you're off base, but it does perhaps shine a light on the potential for tension here, and maybe the advice that the US has received from European countries. You know, there's no doubt there are some jitters here about the potential for these radicalized, you know, these deranged jihadis to return home. And as we've seen, all they have to do, there was apparently a plot busted in Australia where they were just going to grab people off the street. It's not hard to just get hold of one or two people and conduct something pretty horrific. And perhaps they feel that this is the U.S. media, the U.S. military, sorry, is a possible target here. But, you know, just today we saw this video of the U.S. aid worker murdered by ISIS at the weekend. And just today France has said it's identified a second French national who appears in that video. ISIS is being very open about the fact it has a lot of Western fighters, and who knows what could happen if they were to come back home.
You know, just the idea of coming back home, there's a feeling of safety, and now you have this new concern with the folks from ISIS coming home and causing trouble. That's a challenge for everyone, and I guess the best they can do, Simon, is just to warn troops to be more vigilant when it comes to, as you said, their social media posts and, you know, what they're doing when they're in public.
Yes, and I mean, governments here are doing what they say they need to do to tackle this. I mean, Britain and France are the two that really have an issue with numbers, it would seem, here in terms of the numbers that are travelling over there. And both these countries have tightened anti-terror laws in various ways, but there's only so much that you can do because, you know, the British Prime Minister has said repeatedly that he would quite like to take the passports away of anybody who's gone to Syria and Iraq and leave them stranded. Well, under international law, we're told he can't do that. And so it's a case of making sure that you track these people sufficiently when they come back home. But, you know, who knows who's already come back and they've avoided whatever might have happened otherwise, what atrocities may have potentially been committed. They do need to keep an eye on them, that's for sure. But they say they are doing that.
Simon Owen, live from London. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. What a wonderful report there from Simon Owen. Always very friendly. Appreciate that. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So now we have a situation in the Middle East where, let's face it, the troops are being told to keep the profile down, to keep the social media down, to keep the profile low. And if you recall, in the 80s and 90s, you had the Italian terrorist group, I believe it was called the Red Brigade, kidnapping Americans. And now you have a legitimate security, clear and present danger threat where you have militants that are coming back from Syria, coming back from Iraq, coming back from other places, attacking or possibly attacking Americans. Devastating. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll take your phone calls on that situation. And it really comes down to a story that we're going to have here, the presumption of innocence. Do you profile folks because they've been to Syria? Is there, you know, with respect to Ron Paul Jim, is there really a good reason to go to Syria now? Would you go to Syria? Kind of like, would you come out in the cold if you didn't have to? So why not profile? Why not protect it? And here's the troubling aspect of it because of our governments. How much longer before we start issuing warnings to service personnel and their families in America? Could you imagine serving in the military and all of a sudden saying, if you're going to go down to Salt Lake or you're going to go to Seattle to watch a Seahawks game or a Mariners game, keep a low profile. Don't advertise on social media because we're afraid that the bad people may get you. And folks, unlike other enemies, they just don't want to be left alone. They are empowered to destroy what we have here. Much more on that coming up, plus your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We are here at the Garrity Walmart, collecting your turkeys, cash, clothes, donations, benefiting the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries, the Lighthouse, the Valley Home for Women and Children, City Light Home for Women and Children, and the River of Life in Boise. We urge you to stop by. We've almost got 100 turkeys, and I really don't like to keep a count, but because every turkey, every cash donation, every piece of clothing, that's a donation in the right direction. But we have, you know, our goal is to get as many as possible. And, you know, the rescue mission needs 5,000 of them for the holiday season. I'm so moved by what you've been doing, people dropping off turkeys. And, you know, if you can't afford it, just stop by and give us a honk. Or stop by and say, hey, we would really like that. 647, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller here. As we continue on, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, taking your phone calls on the winter weather. Very, very cold. You're going, Kevin, you are Captain Obvious. Indeed, Captain Obvious. So we've got the winter weather conditions to talk about, your thoughts on the roads as well. How about that Keystone Pipeline in addition to that? Oh, my goodness gracious. By the way, thanks to our friends at Team Subaru, Team Mazda. They've done a great job here by providing us the mobile command center. We've got a nice Subaru Forester out front. Big ups to them and to all the folks in the business community who have made this happen. We go to Jim in Middleton at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I got three bullet points here for you. Number one, have you heard the rumor that Liberal Steve is a closet conservative?
No, I haven't.
Well, he should be coming out soon. So, and then the other day he was talking about all the turkeys that he donated, which is a good thing, actually. And then he challenged Crapo, I think, and the governor and Risch. He forgot Malukov. You know, he needs to bring 10 turkeys down there also. And then lastly, Kevin, we all of your listeners, the American people, need to remind our politicians that our minimum wage McDonald's workers and Walmart workers and all these other entry-level places that people work are held to a higher standard than they are, because they couldn't get away with this and keep their job like these people do. So we need to keep that message going so these people will shame themselves and maybe wise up and start doing a better job.
Well, do you think that shame exists anymore?
I'm sorry?
Jim, does shame exist anymore with government officials?
Well, Kevin, it will if the American people stand up and start sending that message and turning their nose to these people. Okay, and I'm not being facetious by any means, but I'm being serious, because if I stop at a restaurant or a department store or what have you, and I had people lie to me or tell me half of the crap that these politicians tell me, I'd never go back. And I don't care if they're liberals or Democrats or right, left, or center. Those people wouldn't go back either. So you keep this message up. You tell the President of the United States or congressmen or senators that a guy flipping hamburgers is more trustworthy. If he doesn't have any shame, Kevin, then we're really in big trouble.
Well, it comes down to this, Jimmy. You and I, and we'll talk about this later, the Keystone Pipeline had failed by one vote in the Senate yesterday. But, you know, on one hand, I think it's great because it's going to create jobs. But, you know, do corporations have a duty to put America first? Or is it just going, you know, you've got the president going, it's going to go from one outlaw, Canada, to the other one, Mexico. Well, yeah, but... You know, South Carolina has the lowest gas prices, as Dave Burnett told us. We've got, you know, still one of the highest here in the country. Why not, you know, the Saudis take care of their own people when it comes to gas. Why don't we take care of our own?
Well, good question. But, Kevin, it's the information that I have, as best I can get from what the media will give and what I can dig up, Warren Buffett is one of the biggest proponents against Keystone Pipeline, because he is railroading all of that fuel on his railroad, and he'd lose millions and billions of dollars. Okay, and I don't think that's something that's been brought up, and I think I'm almost spot on that, and that's why the Keystone Pipeline hasn't gone through. And then Warren Buffett acts like he's a big crusader for the American people. And his secretary pays more money in taxes and what have you. And as you know, they bought, I guess, Burger King, moved over to Canada. I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
Jim, great point. I got to run. Sorry, quickly to traffic. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Hello, Dave.